We're on Reforming Fundamentalism, 1940 to 1970. Men such as many of your old school fundamentalists, I've said, wanted to be active in engaging the country. They had an evangelistic passion, taking the gospel into the world, using the Bible to show that the Bible really has a lot to say to the world's problems. Where Billy Sunday and William Jennings Bryan had failed, you had someone like a Carl Henry who... William Ocking and Harold Ockingay, who arose. That these were some great thinkers. Many things that they wrote, I would say amen to. A lot of good stuff. New evangelicals, they were fundamentalist leaders, and you see during this time that the new evangelicals, they founded Fuller Seminary in 1947 to promote solid theology and to encourage world outreach. Numerous evangelical outreaches sprang up. InterVarsity Fellowship, 1941. Campus Crusade, 1948. FCA, 1954. So your new evangelicals, like a Billy Graham, Carl Henry, Bill Bright, they had an emphasis on engagement, not necessarily making disciples. That's still a void that exists almost all throughout evangelical history. An emphasis on conversion, emphasis on engagement. I want to be fair because this isn't black and white, but in a lot of cases, there wasn't a great emphasis on making disciples. Fundamentalist evangelicals, however, were more like your Bob Jones, John Norris, John Rice, that emphasis on doctrinal purity. The world's a wicked, evil, impure place. We've got to protect ourselves from it. And so that divide over engaging the world, how do we, to what degree, engagement versus isolation is the difference between your new evangelicals and your old school fundamentalists. New evangelicals engage, and you had many different organizations that arose. Explosion of mission organizations, strong theological emphasis, resurgence of biblical scholarship during the 1940s, revivalist emphasis. Evangelicalism has always had a revivalist emphasis to some degree. Billy Graham Crusades would be the most prominent example of that. Well, the new evangelicals, it needs to be noted, they were not politically active either. Fundamentalists were not politically active in the 40s and 50s. Now, I would like to, just to be fair, the fundamentalists in this, though they should have been a little more active in engaging the world, the new evangelicals... And before too much time went on, their activity and engagement eclipsed all doctrinal purity. So when you look at evangelicalism as a whole today, it's a mess. When you look at fundamentalism today, in different ways, there's a mess. But if you are a biblical fundamentalist or a conservative evangelical, that's probably where our church would be, where I would be certainly. More of a conservative evangelical. But in general, these two movements, one became very isolated, the other became so engaging that one has no interaction with the world, no meaningful interaction whatsoever, and the other has so much interaction, there's no doctrine, no message really to give people anymore. So you have a problem there as well. It requires a lot of discernment to navigate some of those waters. But I don't want to digress much farther on that. Fear and anger began to rise amongst evangelicals and fundamentalists by the 1960s. Two very powerful forces, fear and anger, that will move people to action. The Cold War, atomic weapons, the fear of World War III, very, very major fears. The sexual revolution, feminism, gay rights, removal of prayer from schools, 1963, legalization of abortion, 1973, impeachment of President Nixon, 1974. The moral issues had become so urgent, and theological distinctions were starting to diminish in the 60s and 70s. Evangelicals and fundamentalists were acutely aware that America was changing, and both groups felt an urgency to do something to save America. Pastors widely connected, including Billy Graham or many others that I could mention, but they widely connected Christianity with patriotism. That's also been thematic throughout the history of evangelicalism, patriotism. Two unlikely fundamentalist pastors emerged. You know, these are two men that no one would have expected to lead the political activism of the 70s and on to the present, or get it started. But it was two unlikely fundamentalist pastors, Southern Baptist ministers, Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, who took this evangelical fury, the anger and fear, and melded it into a evangelicalism that was politically active. And since they're fundamentalists, that drove fundamentalists working with evangelicals, and you throw a Paul Weyrich in there who was Catholic, and you throw a Francis Schaeffer in there who encouraged a co-belligerency, coalitions, and you throw all of this together, and by the 80s, evangelicalism had become a very, very powerful force for politics.